Aidan Gilbert is currently with us, Aidan, among other mahi, is from the Unuku Charitable Trust. He's based in Raitihi. And this is to do with Tūroa, a group of Central North Island iwi, have offered to buy both Ruapehu ski fields, which were in liquidation, and receivership. They've put an offer in. It's a small offer, but they could do better on the maunga than others have, obviously, who have tried and failed. Aidan, kia ora no, and hoki maira. Thanks very much for sharing some time with us on Iritangi Māori and Tāmaki. Kia ora rā tū koe.
Ngā mihi te ao.
Tēnā koe, Aidan. You're not a skier.
I've got to confess, I might have done it once or twice.
Which is once or twice more than me, Aidan. Even so, mate, it's been quite an unusual relationship with our whānau Māori, whose role it is to be kaitiaki for the maunga and that Central North Island block so kindly gifted to the land all those years ago. Pure Tūroa Limited's offering to maintain and operate Tūroa Ski Area on Ruapehu, but your rōpū of representatives from the Ruapehu Whanganui Hapu grouping, Patu Tokotoko, which now includes Ngāti Hekawai, Ruakōpiri, Hine Taro, Atamira, Pare and Unuku, who have made a counter-offer. Why have you put that offer on the table? It's an offer of a dollar.
You know, this journey started last year, September, October, November, with the previous minister, Peter Allen. And so I think the offer was offered way back then, and it all stemmed from the indecision or the lack of participation for Amas as iwi Māori, iwi hapu, a place to be involved in that decision. So it's drawn out to where it is now, and as you know, you rightly said that we had an organisation or a company that was in liquidation and bought out a receivership. And the Crown's input was offering infrastructure for a dollar, or in this case, pure Tūroa to operate. So it's been a long-standing issue, Dale, in terms of partnership with the department. We always claim Section 4, give effect to the treaty, and so this was, I guess, a mechanism to do that and seal up a partnership. And what did that look like, which was always a grey area for iwi Māori. So we put in the offer, and you know, and it was led out by really the Crown in terms of them supporting REO when they were at their capacity, and so it was fitting, I believe, that because we're the hapu and iwi, a place that we had to be involved somewhere.
It's not uncommon when dealing with the Crown for offers of a dollar, they need something on their books, and so I've heard of it being used many times in different situations. But look, do you sense you might be on a hide into nothing, though, Aidan? Because while other organisations, initiatives have tried to make a buck on the maunga, which is an issue we might talk about in a moment too, obviously, it's tough turf, and you could end up going backwards and incurring costs. What's the financial model or predictions that you're using that would even, you know, get a cluster of Māori interested in running the ski field?
Well, really, it all stemmed from a decision by Membi last year where Pure Tūroa, with a number of other applicants, were chosen. And we believe there was one that wasn't even recognised in terms of that. And their co-proposal was that iwi needed to be involved in the whole operations of the mountain, which really was really supported by us as iwi and hapu at place. But they didn't get a look in, and the result was Pure Tūroa was decided upon. Other issues too for us, Dale, was the use of the Tūroa name, given it's now been branded as a company. The advertising of kākahu, all these materials with the name Tūroa on it was the first initial objection that we had. And so we've always been claiming that this is a lack of consultation, a lack of involvement, and a lack of decision-making, which is nothing new. iwi Māori across the whole motu. So in terms of this take, it was fitting for us to say, well, let's try this avenue of partnership. We've seen how that's played out with the Crown, with REL, in terms of the, a supplemental $25 million to support their operations. So it was, I guess it was drawing a line in the sand and offering up our proposal, which wasn't really recognised or given effect.
The Pure Tūroa, is it a Māori company?
No, not a Māori company. I believe they were registered as late as June 2023 in terms of the registering in the company's office. So a local aspiration. And look, we've been always supportive of the community in terms of the reliance on the mountain for commercial activity. I guess it's based really around all of the operations on the mountain. And, you know, the original kaupapa was the tuku way back then. And I did say to one interview that the last engagement or consultation was with Horonuku way back then when the gift was given. So every other consultation between then has been quite tokenism. And now we've said, well, let's see if we can be a part of that in some way. And so the offer was put in. And so this option was given, I think, as last year to Te Arawhiti, MB and DOC. And as you know, we now have a new government. And so this thing has been sort of sidelined. And they've carried on in this manner.
When are you expecting some sort of feedback on your proposal? And I'm wondering with Māori interests around the Central North Island are getting a bit hoo-ha with it anyway. I know a lot of businesses in and around rely on skiers, on the maunga, but as we've seen the pedestrianisation of maunga and Tāmaki Makaurau, and you know, people for a long time thought it was their right to drive up and down our tupuna maunga, what's some of the potential changes we could witness in the Central North Island? I mean, would you lose any sleep, for instance, if there wasn't a skiing culture on the maunga?
Probably not. It would affect the community we live in and are a part of it at the moment. I mean, this is an avenue where the Crown can sort of turn around from their walk and say, let's face this predicament we've had about partnering with iwi. It's an option, and they're behaving the same way they have for the last 100 years. Look, we're very clear as iwi Māori, this is our maunga tupuna, and we've probably aghast at the lack of involvement of us and just been sidelined to watch proceedings go on for the last, what is it, since 1926, when the first tauiwi stoned these wooden things upon their feet and skied down the mountain. So it's an option for Crown. I believe it's a solid option in terms of this is an opportunity for them to involve iwi Māori.
Well, let's hope that we get some response here. When might that be forthcoming? Have you any indications when some sort of decision or direction is going to be made public or at least providing you as an organisation with feedback, Aidan?
Well, you know, how long is a piece of string? Given that cabinet doesn't sit till March, and then portfolios are handed out, and budgets are set in stone, and that's when I believe the government will start to act on whatever decision that needs to be made. We're saying, here's a decision, here's an offer, and it's a serious one. And really, it's now to those decision makers. I'm not quite sure if the same ones in these different departments are still there that made those decisions on their own. It's a wait and see. I do know that the submission we put in for Pure Tūroa for their concession is being played out today. So it started yesterday. Today is another where others will stand up, myself is included, in front of the panel. And then I believe that next week there's 2 days in Tūrangi. So I guess that's allowed the current or the new minister to see the play of the land, and it will be probably falling to him and other ministers involved in this take to make a decision or not. So we're very clear that there's some particulars that haven't been complied by Pua Tūroro. One of the issues is even the name of the use of Tūroro. Now it's been commercialised, and of course, the lack of partnership. And what does that still look like today, Dale?
Yeah, frustrating, but gee, we've had to get used to it, as you say, since 1926. We'll stay in touch and see how this all pans out going forward. Aidan, thanks for letting our listeners know a little of the complexities and issues behind the ongoing operation of resources on the Maunga. Aidan Gilbert with us from our central North Island whanaunga. Thanks very much for sharing some time with us, Aidan. Mauri ora.
Kia ora mai.
Kia ora rākoe.